wiring's broken, and in 2 weeks I'm going to get it fixed.
You want to kick it?
The wheel of her chair squeaks as she moves around trying to fix it. Her sister offers to try to kick underneath the wheel to try to silence the sound.
It's the back one or the front one? I don't know if it's the back or the front.
I don't really need to do anything. I need a better shoe.
Let's see where it's coming from.
Mayan Ziv is an entrepreneur, photographer, and activist. She was born with muscular dystrophy, and ever since she can remember, has been advocating for accessibility around the world. She is the founder of Access Now. This is an app and website that allows people to look for places and figure out if they're accessible or not.
Having a disability, like, the reality is that the world isn't really designed for people like me and mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much focused on people who can walk around and people who can reach certain heights and have a certain strength level. And so there's many realities where, you know, whether I want to go to a store or I want to go to an event or I want to go, like, use public transportation even.
Yeah.
There's just so many barriers everywhere, from steps to broken elevators to no elevators to just a lack of awareness or understanding that accessibility is important to a significant portion of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of obstacles that I always experience, and I wanted to get to the point where I could create a platform that would let people at least navigate their surroundings so that they could avoid those obstacles and not have to be constantly fighting through them all the time.
However, finding accessible places around the city wasn't always as easy as looking it up on an app. Mayan had been struggling with this problem her whole life, but she also wanted to solve this challenge for the many other people who face this issue every day.
The problem is that there are so many people who, even if they have the best intentions, they don't really understand
right. The
magnitude mm-hmm. or the concrete needs of someone who requires accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, I booked a reservation for a hotel in New York and called ahead and asked them if they were wheelchair accessible, and they said yes. And then, you know, I always go further and ask, well, do you have a ramp? Yes, we have a ramp. Do you have any steps? Yes, we have 2 steps actually, but we have a ramp, so there's no problem. Okay, great. So I show up and they have like 5 steps actually, not 2. And the ramp is like a delivery service ramp that they unfold and put over this very narrow door to let people with carts carry their luggages in and stuff. And so it wasn't even wide enough for my wheelchair.
Wow.
And I'd flown to New York and I'm showing up there like in front of a hotel that I can't even get inside. And those kinds of things obviously can really throw someone when they're just trying to live their life.
Another big challenge Mayan faced was traveling. Her younger sister Talia explains how much work and research has to be done before they are able to go on vacation. The family usually has to call ahead to get accommodations at the airport and for the airplane. She also talks about what kind of customer service they are met with on a daily basis.
Flying is very challenging because, like, a plane wasn't really built for a wheelchair. They don't build planes to accommodate a wheelchair.
Mm.
And you have to be aware of what type of plane you're going on and if it's a big plane versus a smaller body plane, because that depends on how they're going to treat your chair, because they have to put the chair in a crate or they have to strap it down in the storage of the plane in the belly, and it's just so insane. And just getting off the plane on the other side, you want to make sure that you have your chair, mm-hmm. right? Because those are your legs, basically. That's how you get around.
Mm-hmm.
So if your chair is broken, like, what am I supposed to do? It's just really crazy because a lot of times when I'd be traveling alongside Mayan, the person in charge, or like the flight attendant, or the, what are those people called at the front desk when you check in?
Yeah, like guest services or something.
Yeah, they won't even talk to Mayan directly. They'll talk to her helper, you know, like they'll say, like, does she need help to do this, or does the lady need this kind of service.
Wow.
And you know, like, I'll be there and be like, well, you can talk to her yourself, you know, like, she has a voice, right?
Before founding Access Now, she earned her bachelor's in radio and television arts and a master's in digital media at Ryerson University. Since then, Mayan advises the Clerk of the Privy Council of Canada and is a board member of the Toronto Arts Council and Toronto Centre for Independent Living, and recently won Toronto's Communicator of the Year and Canada's Top 100 Most Powerful Women. Her goal for the future is to map accessible places around the world and educate others on how to invest in the city to make it accessible for everyone.
It was more so like an experience that started from when I was very young, to advocating for equal services in school and equal customer service out in the world, to now when I see that there's something wrong, I pick my battles, but you know, I know that things can be different. And
yeah.
So it's just, I believe in how it should be, and so I'll do what I can to make it that way.
For RSJ Radio, I'm Victoria Rubido.